Yeah, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Willem Berner. I'm COO of Deutsche EuroShop, and I'm here together with Klaus-Matthias Böge, CEO, Olaf Borkers, CFO, and Patrick Kiss, our head of IR. For the first time for many years, you hear now a new voice presenting the quarterly results of Deutsche EuroShop, so I hope you get accustomed to it and going forward. I'm happy now to host this call with the results of the first quarter 2015, and let's get started. Talking about the running business and the portfolio, we are in general slightly positive with the operational figures, bearing in mind the rather weak start in Q1 2014. On the investment market side and for potential acquisitions, we see even more the effects of a hot market, which gets more fuel with the unfolding of the QE program of the ECB, but more to this later. Let's now start with the operations on page 2. All in all, the like-for-like turnover in our German centers increased by 1%. Many segments showed a moderate to good growth between 1.3% up to more than 6%. Health as well as electronics came in strong with 6.3% plus and 3.3% plus respectively. On the other hand, the fashion segment showed a different picture. Textile turnover decreased by 1.1% and shoes and sports turned out negative with minus 5.8% and minus 3.1% respectively. Bad weather, delayed or even missing winter weather surely contributed to that development for these segments in Q1. Also abroad, our centers in Poland, Hungary and Austria showed a general positive trend and came out with a plus of 1.6% in retail turnover on a like-for-like basis. That means now for the Deutsche EuroShop Group, therefore an overall like-for-like tenant sales increase of 1.1%. Looking at the total tenant sales, we saw an increase of 1.2% in Germany and 2.5% abroad, so the overall result is a plus of 1.4% for all Deutsche EuroShop centers. We are pleased to see that overall development, but we still take a cautious view on the fashion segment, which accounts for approximately 50% of our leasable area. For the purpose of comparison, it should be noted, noted that the weak Q1 2014 contributed surely some portion to the better numbers, and additionally it should be mentioned that Easter 2014 was only in mid-April, so Easter sales took place to a good extent only in Q2 of 2014, so we expect this to level out in the first half when we see the numbers in 3 months' time a little more. With the overall positive turnover development, the rent-to-sales ratio came down from 9.1 to 8.9% for the portfolio, which is a good number from our point of view. Looking at the frequency developments, we see the general continuing trend that people tend to come to shopping centers a little less often, however, spending on average a little more per visit, and keeping total tenant turnovers rather stable or with a little plus like in Q1. On an individual center basis, we observe a diverse picture, e.g. our centers in Wuppertal and Kassel. The frequency came down because of heavy construction going on and around the centers or even the inner city streets, and this distracting some customers since and for quite some time, but of course this will be over if construction goes away. Furthermore, the Pegida demonstrations in Wuppertal and Dresden had a negative impact as they took place in front and around our centers, scaring away many of our tenants' customers on such days, and this is also visible in the turnover figures of our tenants in these cities. On the other hand, there are some centers experienced quite outstanding increases, such as the Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum and in Passau. After the operations, let's now have a look to the figures of Deutsche EuroShop. We saw the numbers coming in quite well, and they are in line with our guidance. As the numbers are not influenced by any effects coming from first-time consolidation or changes in the portfolio, this time there's a rather straight-line development. From a bird's-eye view, revenues grew by 1.2%, and NOI and EBIT increased by 1%, just as planned and expected. Net finance costs decreased by 7%, EBT moved up by 6.9%, and consolidated profit by 12.1%. Let's now get to the P&L in a little more detail and turn to page 3. Revenues, as just stated, were up by 1.2%. Property operating and management costs grew by 3.1%, mainly due to higher running maintenance costs and management costs, the latter being a percentage of the rent and therefore go up with rent. As a result, NOI increased by 1%. The other operating income increased slightly by 500,000 euro, as well as corporate costs, which also increased by 500,000. Those small effects leveling each other out and resulting in an EBIT of 44.6 million euro, which is also up by 1%. Net finance costs are now at 12.9 million euro, and they decreased mainly due to lower interest costs and the positive effect from a P&L relevant swap in the amount of a little less than 400,000 euro. The valuation result consisted of investment costs of 500,000 for the first quarter and are slightly lower than last year's Q1 level. As such costs occur rather stochastically over the year, there's not too much interpretation possible for such numbers, but in general, they are in line. So finally, EBT was up by 6.9% or 2 million, now standing at 31.3 million euro, with taxes in the amount of 6 million, approximately 700,000 euro less than last year. Consolidated profit increased by 12.1% to 25.3 million euro. For our key figures, that means the following. Fund flow per share increased by 3.6% to 57 cents in Q1, after 55 cents before. Earnings per share increased by 11.9% from 42 cents to 47 cents. And on an April basis, the earnings per share went from 44 cents to 48 cents. Let's now turn to the next page, balance sheet. In the absence of any acquisition or disinvestment, the movements are quite overseeable. Total equity increased by 23.3 million or 1.3%, whereas financial liabilities decreased by 0.3% to a level of 1.425 billion euro. As total assets increased by 22.1 million, which equals 0.6%, the equity ratio increased to 50.5%, and the LTV saw a further decrease to 39%, driven by regular principal payments. The current assets increased by 20 million due to higher liquidity. All other movements in deferred tax and other liabilities were rather small. Let's now turn to the next page and come to the loan structure. The current average interest rate on our 1.42 billion financial debt stands still at 3.76%. while the loans have an average maturity of 6.3 years. The loans becoming due this year have been extended already, while the interest rate fixing is still to be done, but more to that in the bridges. I would like to turn to the bridges now. If you please start with me on page 7. With no special effects, the bridges also looked rather flat and less exciting this quarter, but let's walk through them to highlight the effects. Revenue saw an increase of 600,000 euro or 1.2% from 50 to 50.6 million. This is mainly due to the indexation of the base rent, which usually takes place at the beginning of the year, and some higher turnover rents in comparison to Q1 2014. In the financial result, the interest rate costs were 200,000 lower than last year. A more visible positive impact on the interest costs will only be seen later in the year, as the fixing of the refinancing of this year will only occur later the year, taking then full effect next year. As part of the financial result, the equity result remained at a level of 5.3 million euro compared to the prior year, and the minority profit share was higher by 100,000 euro. Furthermore, an increase in the value of a P&L relevant swap contributed some 800,000 to the positive change. So all in all, the net finance cost came out almost a million, that is 900,000 lower than Q1 2014, summing up to 12.9 million euro. EBT moved up by 2 million or to a level of 31.3 million, which the valuation contributed to 0.6 million euro, and the remainder resulted from an increase in the operating profit. That is 1.4 million or 4.6%. Last but not least, the profit bridge. Profit after tax increased by 2.7 million to 25.3 million, while the valuation contributed a smaller part to the change, that is 400,000 roughly. The main effect came from an increase in the operating profit, a plus of 2.3 million or 10%. to the next page. So far we are satisfied with the results, and we confirm the guidance for 2015 on the basis of today's information. We see revenues of around 201 to 204 million euro, and EBIT between 177 and 180 million euro, and operating profit before valuation and taxes of 126 to 129 million euro. The fund FFO per share, we are confident to be in the range of 2.24 to 2.28 euro per share. Such result would enable us to earn and propose a dividend of 1.35 euro per share for 2015, just as communicated so far. This all in the absence of any major market disruption, e.g. coming from any effects from Greece or other turmoil in the market, but let's hope that this is not going to happen. All in all, we clearly see the effects from low inflation in our top-line growth and, of course, also the corresponding effect in the interest cost. Let's now move to the potential growth and investments. First, let's start with possible internal growth, or what we have at hand. The construction and leasing activities at the Phoenix Center are running in budget and according to timeline, which is very nice. And we are confident to open the new mall area already in autumn and the new corresponding food court in spring next year. In our shopping center in Kassel, we are planning to implement a food court with some 450 square meters leasable area on the third floor and containing approximately 9 food concepts. And even more important, providing a modern and large type area where people can rest and spend more time in the center. This should enhance the convenience factor in the center and attract more customers. Investment will be around 4 million, and given the current time plan, investment decision could already be taken in summer, and the opening could take place end of the year if things run well. For our shopping center, Galeria Baltica in Gdansk, we have received the environmental permit in Q1, which is a good news. And this environmental permit is an important prerequisite for the building permit itself and for the extension. However, as common in such kind of large-scale inner-city projects, such permits are often being challenged by other parties, e.g. the Greens or neighbors, and then have to work their way through the normal legal building procedures, which can be somewhat time-consuming. This is now the case in Gdansk, but remain optimistic to eventually receive the building permit. According to the current timetable, there could be an investment decision in 2016. Here on a side note to you, in case of interest, we hold our Deutsche Euroshop Real Estate Summer, our informational event for interested capital market analysts and our investors, this time in the beautiful city of Gdansk, on the 20th and 21st of August. We would be happy to introduce you to our Galleria, its market environment, and the beautiful region of the so-called Tri-City there. We're also confident to win a famous speaker, like the CEO of the Gdansk-based LPP Group, also a listed company, one of the fastest-growing fashion groups with labels like Reserved, Crop or Mojito, and more than 1,400 shops in Europe. So maybe, besides all those important but dry numbers being talked about in conference calls like now, this is a good opportunity for you to see and feel the physical part of our business. So far, two possible extensions. Now let's turn to the acquisition side. We have been actively looking at quite a number of assets that are on the market in Germany and Poland. While the pricing seems to have become more aggressive for core as well as for non-core assets, we continue to evaluate on an opportunistic basis seriously any shopping center that fulfills reasonable investment criteria. So far, after our analysis, we have refrained from entering into more advanced stages of negotiations, as we haven't identified a project that we seem to be attractive, and this not only for pricing reasons. But if the right project comes, we try to be compatible, acting still reasonable. While low interest rates should not be the main driver for investment, at least from our point of view, the current debt market conditions are, of course, or might, of course, provide a bit of tailwind when we identify a reasonable target. One remark on some general observation in this investment market, and this is just a gut feeling. However, even though there are quite a number of deals on the market, one observation seems to be that in the current hype, more projects come to the market that probably would have, for the one or the other reason, a much harder time to be sold in a more normal market environment. In today's investment market, it's therefore even more important not only to consider the always discussed cap rate, it's important of course, but not the only thing, but also to deeply understand and believe the basis, e.g. the rents, the NOI and its sustainability and the rent to sales ratio. So let's see what we can do here going forward, and that was my presentation so far for the first quarter of 2015. Thank you for listening, and I'm happy to take your questions.
And our first question today comes from the line of George Kanders of Bankhaus Lampe. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I have one question regarding this food court investment in Kassel. Is there a free space that you can build this? Because it looks quite fast that you could build this food court. And the other thing is this connected with additional rent income, or is it just to improve the general attractivity of the center?
Yeah, first of all, there is some space available. Some other space, we have a tenant that moved out, but most of the space was unoccupied because it was rather difficult to lease out in the past. So there will be additional income coming from that space, and that's why we can act that quickly now if we get the building permit and have all the other prerequisites.
So and can I assume a yield of 5 to 6% on this 4 million?
A bit higher. We hope to come out a bit higher. But it's still too early because they're now negotiating with the general constructors, and it's always quite difficult at an early stage to get the construction numbers right. But when we take the decision, we will have the numbers right, and I hope it's in a, with a 7 in front.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot.
And our next question comes from the line of Kai Klose of Berenberg. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Just two quick questions from my side. The first one, could you remind us what kind of yields you are expecting or you are targeting for the extension in Harburg for the Phoenix Center? And the second question, you mentioned that for new acquisitions, you also look more closely into the rent-to-sales ratio. Could you give us an idea what kind of level you are looking here for German and or for Polish malls? Thank you.
Yeah, first starting with Phoenix, it's around the 10% yield, cash on cash. And for the rent-to-sales ratios, I mean, we have an average of around 9% at the moment, and it's maybe between 8 and late 10 for our portfolio. I wouldn't say we have a certain target, but what we see in the market, even centers having a rent-to-sales ratio of up to 14, sometimes we see 12 and a half, and sometimes those centers are over-rented because they were rented out around 2006, 7, and 8. So there's some room for some rent haircuts, and if you really calculate that into your effective yield, you would not be happy with that. So it's hard to judge on a general level, but you see rent-to-sales ratios in the market for given centers that are well above our levels.
Okay. And the last question, maybe, in the past we talked quite a lot about the operations in Hungary. What are your experience there currently? Do you see markets improving, or is it more temporary? What do you think will be?
I didn't get it. Did you say Hungary?
Hungary, yes. Your operations in Hungary.
Yeah, Hungary sees quite good development after a small restructuring and bringing in new tenants. So on the local level, and as a center for itself is rather preserved, being the biggest and the only one in town, we are rather satisfied.
All right, many thanks indeed.
And our next question comes from the line of Jochen Rotenbacher of Akinet Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for taking my question. I have a question on the interest rate environment. First of all, we saw recently that interest rates started to increase. What is your overall strategy in terms of refinancing? And additionally, in your talks to banks, what are spreads doing? And is there any intention to have early prolongations of your debt?
Thank you for the question, Mr. Rotenbacher. We have, as explained, already two new loans signed to refinance two existing loans, and the current interest rates are between 5.3% and 6.1%. Planned for the extension with 3%. We are observing the market every day as we have already signed the new loan agreement, but we haven't fixed the interest rates yet. Knowing 3 weeks before what we know today, we would have fixed it 3 weeks before, but still the indication for the new interest rate is at around 2%. And as I told at the beginning, they are planned with 3%. I guess that we will fix the new loans in the next days, as markets are very, very volatile with interest rates bumping 20 to 25 bips up and down. So it's, markets are very nervous. On the other hand, we have two further loans made from 2016. That's for Klagenfurt, our portion, roughly 47 million, and Galeria Baltica Gdansk, roughly 80 million euros, with current interest rate at 5.6, respectively 5%. And we have already started negotiations with banks for Klagenfurt, and we will start negotiations with banks regarding to Gdansk. But in our opinion, it does not make sense to repay all the loans immediately and to pay a high penalty. We have calculated that, and we think as long as we do not believe that interest rates will increase further and with a strong position, it does not make sense to pay this very, very high penalty, which equals to the interest amount which we have to pay for the next years until maturity.
Okay, a follow-up on that. What amount are these two loans you mentioned with 5.3 and 6.1% yield? You are finally negotiated a prolongation.
Yes.
And secondly, how much would the yield of your debt come down for the full year with this prolongation at around 2%?
First answer to your question, the first loan is 61.6 million for the Forum Wetzlar, maturing in 1st of October this year, interest rate 5.26%. And the second one is for the Phoenix Center Harburg, maturing in August 2016, interest rate is at 6.1%, and our portion is 27 million euros.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press the star followed by one. And our next question comes from the line of Ruud van Maren of ABN AMRO. Please go ahead.
Hello there, and thank you very much for the presentation. One question is left. What would be the desired acquisition strategy, possibly outside Germany and Poland? Is there a desire to go there, and what could be the next targets?
Yeah, I mean, so far I have no fixed list of countries that we want to go and want to check for investments. But as we are quite opportunistic, and we have to be, because, I mean, some assets only come up once a year, and then you have your decision ready to do it or not. But I would be also happy to do something in the Czech Republic, even though I'm not that positive that many projects come to the market. We would be happy to do more in Austria. And this is for the time being where we would start, but I wouldn't rule out that we look further going forward.
Okay, thank you very much.
And our next question comes from the line of Thomas Essler of BHF Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. I just have a question, question on the retail turnover following the first quarter. As you mentioned, especially in the shoes area, -6%. Is that kind of a trend you see continuing in the second quarter? Is it mainly coming from online competition, or is it a special effect?
Yeah, in general, we see trend that textile or textile and shoes are losing a bit. However, when the numbers look probably a little too dramatic here, for example, the -5.8 for shoes, because last first quarter there were the winners of the quarter having a plus of 11.5. So now they are suffering from being the winner last time. It's now, I mean, last year you looked probably exaggerated, and now it also looks exaggerated. But overall, the textile and fashion part is moving to some extent to the internet, to e-commerce, and our tenants have to find their role there to regain or keep their turnover stable. So it's for some it's probably dramatic. Some will leave the market, others win. I mean, the bigger textile companies get bigger. And I think for some time being, I see the trend there more stable or like losing before they come up with new or adjusted ideas to regain that and to preserve it. And of course, we'll do our part to keep the people in the shopping centers to come and shop there.
Okay, thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Peter Papadakos of Green Street Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Willem and gentlemen. As you think about like-for-like growth, you posted just above 1% in Q1. But over the next few years, can you help us understand the drivers of your organic growth? So occupancy really is there's going to be no change from that, given you're fully occupied. Indexation is likely to be something along the lines of 0 and 1. So in terms of, say, the releasing spread potential, and it ties back to your to you pointing that the rent-to-sales ratio is about 9. So is the 9 sort of sustainable, or does it indicate under-renting, and how do you think about organic growth for the next few years?
I think the 9% is still a good number and rather stable, but of course if we are able to increase the rents further and turnovers are not picking up with larger growth numbers, this number will slightly go up. But as I've said, there are shopping centers in the market that are well above, so a little higher number we can, I think, achieve by increasing the rents at the target. And not having this important factor, the rent-to-sales ratio, increasing too dramatic. On the other hand, it's very difficult to identify the individual drivers of that overall growth and development. But for example, the index basis of 2015 of the index, so the inflation of 2014 as a basis was just 0.2%. Yeah, it's even lower. So there was some kind of real part to it. It's not huge. It doesn't make us here sharing and having parties, but on the other hand, it's a little better than inflation. But with the full occupied shopping centers, we have to see that shopping centers can regain or stay in a strong position, regain more customers, and have them spend more on the centers. And this will actually be dependent on the success of our tenants. And of course, we'll look whether we have to change the branch and tenant mix here or there to have the right concept in the center, what the people want and where they spend the money. And this is where here with our service provider ECE and all the others are doing it. It's a huge lab at the moment. Yeah? Concepts are being tried out, investments are made for new concepts, the merging of e-commerce into the center, the centers being used for e-commerce as pickup stations, and we have to see what the outcome is. Yeah? And we have to make sure that we will be on the winner side. But being in Germany in a stable and saturated economy, to be honest, I mean, this is a different story like if you would be in Spain or Italy, who come out of a depression and where there is still some higher growth than in a country which was very stable and didn't lose so much in the past. So we see some room, but of course not like if you would be in a, let's say, more unstable country that has to regain the position that it had before.
Right, understood. Thanks, Willem.
Our next question comes from the line of André Rinke of Baader Bank. Please go ahead.
So, Werner, you, in the last call, you already gave some comments on your tasks or views. You mentioned at that time you will screen first of all the existing centers for further growth opportunities. So now we hear today the expansion, the small expansion in Kassel. Is this already a result of out of your personal screening? And from today's point of view, are there any other opportunities, or is your result there is simply no further internal growth possible? Probably you can give your first views 6 weeks after your first comments.
Yeah, that would be too quick just to drive to Kassel and discover the empty space. No, my colleagues have been working on that, but it now comes to a level where a decision could be taken and that where we could speak about it. So it had been prepared before, and of course we'll take the judgment rather soon on that one. I haven't seen all the centers, but most of them, and to be honest, I think the overall room for extensions there is rather limited, as we are in a city shopping centers, and as the situation also permit-wise is not that easy to extend too much. But still, I want to screen it. And on the other hand, there's always change in the market. You might have heard that Karstadt now decides to close down more department stores, which are sometimes not also too far away from our shopping centers. One can see this as negative. One can judge this as positive, as a chance. We'll have to see what comes out of that. So there's here and there something that might be possible, but there is no dramatic growth that I could see out of the other shopping centers.
And you are surprised by that, or?
No.
Okay. I hope so.
Yeah.
Probably a second question on in former times, or in the past, it was a prerequisite for all centers you are acquiring that these will be managed by ECE. Is this also a strategy going forward for you? And what does it mean for potential investment opportunities?
I think we look at everything that makes sense, even if it's not managed by ECE, by the way. On the other hand, it makes sense operationally to work with ECE further on, to be honest, all the assets, because in today's leasing market, and we just have spoken about turnovers and the growth of tenants, if you are out there with only 19 centers, I mean, it's a nice portfolio, but you just have 19 centers, you rather want to have somebody taking care about that who has much more power in the league of an Unibail Klépierre, and that is, for example, the ECE. So otherwise you're in between somehow. So I wouldn't rule it out that we buy somebody something that is not managed by ECE, could be even abroad. But on the other hand, we are quite satisfied so far, as I hear from my colleagues with the service. But it's not written in stone that we couldn't do it without the ECE. The question is, does it make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
And in the past, to my information, Euroshop had some other service providers already when they still were in Italy and France. But, yeah, you have to see. It should be another big and strong party.
Mm. But at that time, it was exactly one of the arguments to sell these properties, if I remind correctly. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask your questions, please press the star followed by one. And we have a follow-up question from the line of Georg Kandes of Bankhaus Lampe. Please go ahead.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Karstadt, I remember now that they are planning to closing down their subsidiary in Dessau. Is this close to your center, as far as I remember?
It's right next to it and adjacent. So, but it's not, it's part of the building, but it's not our building. So we are not lesser of them. neither owner of that part of the building.
So would this be an opportunity for expansion, or is Dessau too small for think about something?
Yeah, we always have ideas, but we have to see how the current owner now is acting, and we'll consider anything what's reasonable for the inner city there, for our shopping center, and we have to wait if and with what ideas they come up.
So
the answer is yes, it could be, but of course it's not Frankfurt downtown, and we'll have to look at it very carefully.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, are there any further questions? Please press star 1 to ask them. Okay, there are no further questions from the phone lines.
Okay, so yeah, thank you very much so far. And let's hear next quarter then, or meet on some of the conferences, and I'm happy to get to know you more there. Thank you.